Russia, Venezuela military exit impossible because we never had many people there. By Francis Martel on June 4, 2019. The Russian government rejected a Wall Street Journal report on Tuesday claiming it had largely withdrawn its significant military presence in Venezuela, adding that it had not contacted President Donald Trump about any such moves. Rather than denying it had withdrawn military experts, the state contractor Rostec said it was impossible for it to have withdrawn nearly 1,000 personnel members from the Latin American country because it never had that many in Venezuela in the first place. The Wall Street Journal claimed in a report Monday that Rostec had withdrawn most of the alleged 1,000 employees it stationed in Venezuela to train and arm troops loyal to socialist dictator Nicolás Maduro. Following the publication of the report, President Donald Trump said on Twitter that Russian officials had notified him that they were pulling out of the country. The report indicated that Maduro's inability to pay for Rostec's services had led to the decision to withdraw. Russia has previously pressured the Maduro regime to pay its debts to the country. Russia is the Maduro regime's most vocally loyal ally aside from the rogue communist regime of Cuba, which experts believe has colonized Venezuela through Maduro and his cronies. The Russians recently increased their military presence in the country and have refused to acknowledge the legitimacy of President Juan Guaido, inaugurated after Maduro's legal term ended in January. Rostec said the Wall Street Journal's report was impossible because it had never had 1,000 employees in Venezuela and that the newspaper had overestimated the numbers of Rostec staff in Venezuela by several times. As for technical experts, they come to the country from time to time in order to repair previously delivered equipment and provide technical maintenance, the statement read. In recent days, for example, technical maintenance services on several airplanes concluded. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov also responded to President Trump's statement on Twitter, which did not cite the Wall Street Journal but appeared to have been inspired by it. Peskov told reporters on Tuesday that President Vladimir Putin had not been in contact with Trump, suggesting that the information he posted came from the journal report. Russia's presence in Venezuela remained at planned levels, he said, and added, "This process is going according to plan," according to Russian news agency TASS. Russia is building a security infrastructure in our backyard with Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, said at a security forum in May. Russia is the Venezuelan regime's largest arms supplier, with upwards of $11 billion in arms sales over the past two decades. Just last year, Russia deployed two T-160 Blackjack nuclear-capable bombers to the Venezuelan military, along with 10 attack helicopters the previous year. In May, Maduro sent his foreign minister, Jorge Arreaza, to Moscow to request the Russians expand their military presence in the country. As Maduro is no longer the legitimate head of state of the country, he relies exclusively on his control of the military to repress peaceful protesters and keep Guaido from exercising his constitutional powers. We need to provide for equipment maintenance and exchange military and technical information. This work has been going on since 2001 when we signed an agreement on military cooperation. Currently, a commission of Russian specialists is present on the territory of Venezuela and, no doubt, it may be expanded, Arreaza said during his Moscow trip, adding that Maduro's regime was ready for any scenario, including a military intervention to oust it. Multiple reports have also accused Russia of aiding Venezuela in breaching sanctions on its oil industry. The U.S. Treasury Department has placed extensive targeted sanctions on the Maduro regime, most of them on the personal bank accounts and travel privileges of Maduro, his family, and his closest henchmen. It has also attempted to curb the profits of Petróleos de Venezuela, PDVSA, the state-run oil company, which Maduro has independently largely bankrupted. The Russians must get out, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in May. I'm going to meet with Foreign Minister Lavrov in recent days. It's very clear, we want the Russians out. We want the Iranians out, we want the Cubans out. It's very clear. Russian officials have claimed they would stay in Venezuela for as long as needed to keep the Maduro regime in power, mimicking their policy with dictator Bashar al-Assad in Syria, a longtime Maduro and Hugo Chavez ally. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov is currently in Colombia, meeting with his counterpart Carlos Holmes Trujillo to discuss the situation in Venezuela. Lavrov insisted that Russia would continue to play a role in defending Maduro, despite it being on the other side of the world and suffering none of the repercussions Colombia has in the demise of its neighbor. Colombia has taken in the largest number of the upwards of 3 million Venezuelan refugees that have fled the country and seen the rise of criminal Marxist gang activity on its border. Holmes used his time to demand that Maduro step down and Venezuela experience a transition and the calling of elections, which Lavrov did not support. Holmes was later forced to deny Russian claims that Colombia was looking to buy military equipment from Moscow. That never happened. It did not happen like that in the private meeting with Foreign Minister Lavrov, or in any extended meeting, or at the lunch that he graciously offered us and that Russian and Colombian officials attended, Holmes said. It is not true. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.